Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
5 years ago, I wrote these lines. The night of lockdown, as I walked down the street, all I could hear was the sound of my feet.
Avec Véronica.
No bus, no plane, no far-off car horn. In a matter of hours, the lines were redrawn. Back then, we wondered if film, theatre, art or live performance would ever recover. But now the clamour for tickets has never seemed greater, despite astronomical pricing. In New York, a film star studied production is commanding $900 per ticket. Thank the stars in the sky, chez nous, that sanity prevails. On Friday night at 6:30, for the relatively modest sum of €25, Terre au Prat brings us a concert of jazz and classical music under the banner of Music Again and Again, with double bass player Nicolas Thévenin, cellist Susan Edwards, and David Levi on piano at Lieu dit Nauticat, a lovely cream-coloured jazzois stone edifice at La Roque Saint-Sernin. To book, call 068-08-75-371 or through the Office of Tourism at Lectour. On the silver screen, we have Mickey 17, Thursday the 27th and next Sunday. A disposable employee is sent on a human expedition to colonize the ice world, Niflheim. After that version of him dies, a new body is regenerated, which is why you see all those identical images of Robert Pattinson in a grey-green aviator helmet on the posters. Star of Batman, the Twilight Saga, now worth zillions and a recent parent. But 21 years before all that, he came to my house with his family because his mother was at school with me. I asked the bleach blonde Adonis what he hoped to do in life, and he said, "I think I'd like to get into movies." And along came a part in Harry Potter. The rest, as we say, is history. The other film to look out for is Steven Soderbergh's Black Bag, a kind of cat and mouse Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but with a crueler feel. Soderbergh, who's directed over 40 fantastically varied films from Contagion, which foresaw COVID-19 in spooky detail, award-winning Traffic, and on the lighter side, Ocean's 11 and many more, the marvellous Erin Brockovich, but it all began with Sex, Lies and Videotape, another prescient film way before the internet and mobile phones became the norm. And I once met him in Prague. He went remember, of course, but I do. In his latest film, Black Bag, Cate Blanchett, who currently wears a blonde bob, playing an overbearing middle-aged actress in a new off-the-wall production of The Seagull in London, more Wes Anderson than Chekhov, well, in this film, she has long brown hair and a tough demeanour. Her film husband is lantern-jawed Michael Fassbender, and not a day passes without one of them telling the other a big fat lie. That's on the 28th, and next Tuesday also at Lectour. A new exhibition called Siena, the Rise of Painting in 1300 is causing excitement at London's National Gallery. Like split screens in cinema, these early paintings told stories on multiple canvases or panels. So, diptychs, triptychs and polyptychs, which have been separated for centuries, have been brought together for this exhibition. Among them, Simon Martini's Orsini Polyptych, split between Antwerp, Paris and Berlin, panels from Duchas Maestà, one of the largest and most complex altarpieces ever produced, on loan from Madrid, Fort Worth, New York and Washington, have been assembled under one roof. Still in London, a new way of looking at the great talent that was Victor Hugo, best known for The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Les Misérables. Well, a collection of about 70 of his sketches are currently on display at the Royal Academy under the title Astonishing Things. And among them, there are caricatures, travel drawings and landscapes, many featuring castles and ruins. Many featuring castles and ruins that he saw when travelling along the Rhine. A great polymath who even enjoyed home decorating. That at least I have in common with him.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com